Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news every Monday, Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have a wonderful positive interview, like we just had with Barbara Shisco on Friday. And yeah, that's about all I got right now, Tim.
What's up, man?
I will say our sound quality is going to get better in the near future because Super Producer JoJo is going to help me with a compressor. We're going to make sure we sound better on the Monday, Wednesday episodes so we don't sound so just not great, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, JoJo had a blog he posted earlier yesterday, and it was actually pretty cool. I didn't get to read the whole thing because I've been running around like crazy, but I started reading it, and it was really dope, man. You should definitely check it out.
What was it about?
Man, just his perspective of the city, like things that he's doing and stuff. I mean, it was pretty cool so far. I want to finish it for sure. I think I'm going to finish it after we're done recording.
JoeSquared.com?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Well, Tim, you have 7 positive news stories. I have 5. So you might as well go ahead and start knocking 2 of them out, man.
For sure, man. I'll jump right into this first one that was actually sent to us by Christina Morales, my sister-in-law. What's up, Christina?
Hold up. Please send us stories. We love that.
For sure. This is the first time I have more stories than JP in a very long time. And I think this may be the first time I have more than 6 stories. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Thanks for everybody that sent them in. I have 2. The first 2 I'm going to start off with are some that got sent in to us. So the first one that got sent to us is about this guy named Jose. He was born with basically a genetic disorder that caused him to go blind and deaf by the age of 15. So Jose, you know, can't see, can't hear, but he loves soccer. As a young kid, he loved soccer. That's what he really loved. His best friend, his name is Caesar, wanted to help him enjoy the thing that he loved the most. So what Caesar decided to do, which I think is amazing, there's a cool video I'm going to upload to the Positive Truth Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. What's our Facebook page, JP? I can't even think right now.
The Positive Truth Podcast?
Well, I just said it. I wasn't sure if I got it right or not. So basically what Caesar did is he crafted a piece of cardboard into a soccer field. And Jose has his back to the field while Caesar's watching the game and moving Jose's hands into the place where the ball is to just let him know what's going on. And there's a cool video of him doing it in the middle of the game. And I just think it's the most amazing thing ever. Like, that's a true best friend. He's mimicking everything that's going on the field. If they score, you know, he's moving his hand real quick. You can see them celebrating at one point in time, which is amazing. I really wanted to share this story because it got sent in to us, and the video even, like, made my heart melt a little bit. So if you guys want to check that out, it is on our Facebook page right now.
Tim, I saw this video. I should have talked about this. That's crazy. Did you see the other one?
No, there was another one?
So I saw it on Reddit, right? And, okay. In the comments of that one, which, by the way, it is awesome. You have to check out the video. Tim's not exaggerating at all. There was another, it was like parents and like their child was, you know, deaf and blind, and they were doing the exact same thing.
Yo, I didn't know that. That is awesome. Man, people are so creative.
I mean, yeah, that's a hell of a bonding experience. It is one of the best videos ever, though. I can't believe I forgot about that.
I know, that's literally probably the most positive story I had, I think. For sure. All right, well, let me go ahead and knock out my second one real quick, man. So this one's about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Well, it's really about Sam Presti, the general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So there's this little kid, right? He really, really wanted Russell Westbrook to sign an extension to stay with the Oklahoma City Thunder, right?
I can relate.
So basically what happened was this kid wrote a letter to Sam Presti saying, hey, I really want, you know, Russell Westbrook to stay. Here goes my allowance, which was $10, to help him stay. And of course, his mom was like, hey, don't do that. They're millionaires. They don't need your money. Let's not do that at all, you know? But he was, you know, I want to do this. He was persistent. So he sent it in. Then flash forward a little bit, because this happened early on in the summer. What Russell Westbrook signed, obviously. And the day that he signed, the boy got a call on the phone, on the house phone, which no one ever calls a house phone, which is what his mom said. Hooper was the boy's name. He answers, and the mom hears, this is Sam Presti Hooper. So his mom immediately sprints to the room with the cell phone trying to record, right? So Presti basically tells Hooper he appreciates his letter, and his $10 was just enough to keep Russell Westbrook, which, you know, Hooper definitely believes that. So that he ended up, you know, signing Russell Westbrook, which we all know, all of our basketball fans. And what Sam Presti did was, I'm going to trade your $10 for 4 tickets for opening night, and you get to meet Russell Westbrook after the game. That's the story right there. I just wanted to share that because Sam Presti is one of the, obviously, GM of the year when it comes to basketball, but that was one of the nicest things he could do. He could have easily ignored that, or his people could have easily ignored that, but he responded by not only giving the kid 4 tickets and a couple Thunder jerseys, he called him personally. So shout out to you, Sam Presti.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that the kid's name is Hooper and how perfect that is?
I didn't even realize that. Oh, wow.
Like, I was holding back pun jokes the entire time.
Dude, you should have just said it, man. You know puns are all you.
I mean, there's so many I can't even begin there. But yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I was like, this story actually got told to us by Barbara Chisco's son, Andy Chisco. He told it to me. He was like, did you hear about this? I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He was like, yeah, I just saw it on Facebook not too long ago. So I ended up having to look it up, and I found it, and I was just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea about that either. None.
Wow, see, and man, that's awesome, man. Shout out to Chisco for helping us out, man.
Yeah, shout out to Chisco. Okay, I guess it's my turn, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Tim, I forgot to warn you beforehand, but I have a cop story.
Oh, man. Go ahead, JP.
There's a backstory to it, but you know, we're not going to talk about that because this is uplifting news.
We're going to keep it positive for sure.
So, in London, there's a little park, and there was a man in this park, and he was very clearly upset, and he was yelling and hitting himself. So a man named Greg Horton called the police, and when the London police got there, instead of arresting them, they just sat down on the swings and slowly just talked to him. It just inched closer. Basically talked to him for about 30 minutes, inching closer each time, until eventually he calmed down and the other officers arrived. And they basically just helped this man out that was going through basically a panic attack instead of just arresting him. It's just the positive things the cops did instead of just showing up and waving their guns at them. It was just...
Absolutely.
Which is what they should be doing, but they did the right thing. They helped out. And we like our positive cop stories here at The Positive Truth, so I wanted to talk about it.
Absolutely, man. There's so many positive news stories, even though we sometimes deal with negative stories with cops and negative experiences with cops. There's a lot of police officers out there that are doing the right thing, and we definitely need to shine the light on them.
Hey, absolutely. What you got, Tim?
All right, man, I'm going to go, man, I really wish I could remember what country this was in. I know it wasn't in the United States, but if I find it, I will definitely bring it up. So basically what happened was there was this man with his 2 children. His kids were playing next to this water, and it's freezing cold water. I believe it was like 16 degrees the water temperature was. So, you know, it was freezing. And the daughters, 2 daughters actually fell in. They tripped up and they fell in. And this is probably a 12-foot fall. And the father tried to save his daughters. He jumps in trying to save them. He gets a hold of his daughters. He's holding onto this edge, this ledge, basically just trying to keep afloat. And the water's freezing. They're in there for an awfully long time. And there's so many people like videotaping and watching, but nobody's offering any help. So this is where it gets positive, guys. So there was a bunch of people that were just standing by watching, but there was this one kid, 16 years old, named Sasha Yergin. He decided, you know what? Didn't even hesitate. He saw what was going on, took off his clothes, jumped in, and he went in there to help. Basically, what ended up happening, there's a cool little video I'm going to share to the Facebook page, so make sure you guys check it out. What ended up happening was he helped the family, the two little girls get tied up to this rope that some people let down. The little girls and the guy go up. Our little girls go up first and with the 16-year-old Sasha Yergin. And then the father, he couldn't hold on because he was so weak from holding up the girls in freezing cold water. He fell down. They let the rope down again, and he ended up holding on. They ended up pulling him up. The reason that I'm talking about the story, obviously, he's a hero in itself. I mean, the kid decided to jump in freezing cold water to help everyone out. The reason I'm talking about the story is because Sasha is known for having behavioral difficulties. People basically thought he was a bad kid, didn't want to have anything to do with him. And this kid didn't hesitate while others were watching and helped out a family, saved their lives. And now he's being celebrated in his town as a hero. His parents are finally proud of him for a change. I think this story is the epitome of like a lot of teenagers out there of that just need one chance to prove themselves. Because there's a lot of kids that have, you know, behavior problems. There's a lot of kids out there that have issues that we really don't understand, but they're acting out. But if you give them opportunity to shine, a lot of them will. And just like this kid, Sasha, man, he came out there and he saved some people's lives while a lot of people that didn't have behavior problems were just sitting there watching because they didn't know what to do. We definitely can't, you know. Are you clapping right now, JP?
Yeah, I was trying to do it quietly. I'm trying to prop, you know, hype you up silently.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. But for sure, man, there's a lot of kids out there that have, you know, they deserve a second chance, and they deserve a chance to prove themselves that they're more than what a lot of us think that they are. And he did exactly that. So shout out to you, Sasha, man. We're shining all kind of light on you right now at the Positive Truth.
It's kind of like if people do bad things, they're not completely horrible people. We should disregard completely. But well said, Tim. I can't add anything to that. That was perfect. Loving it.
Word. What else you got for us, man?
So I have a story about a restaurant, right? It's called Flames Mediterranean and American Grill. And this store, basically, it gives out, if you don't have the money for a sandwich, because it mostly does sandwiches, you can come in, they'll give you a sandwich for free.
Yo, free sandwich?
Free sandwich if you don't have the money for it.
And where is this at?
It's in Milford. I don't know where Milford's at. Hold up, we can find out really quick. It's in Milford. There's a Milford, Connecticut, and a Milford, Ohio, and a Milford, Minnesota. So I'm going to keep Googling and find out.
Well, while JP's Googling, which I think that's awesome, man. A free sandwich is definitely good, especially if there's a lot of people that are hungry out there around this time of the year, too, in the cold. A free sandwich is a free sandwich. So shout out to them in Milford. Wherever that's
Milford, at. Milford, Connecticut. But see, that's not the whole story, though. So the owner, whose name I'm just going to, like, totally ruin, it's Waleed Hanif. Hanif.
He that said, was well done.
Thanks, man, thanks. The sign, like, he said he doesn't want the publicity. But he's originally from Palestine. He moved to the United States from Egypt with his family at age 13. And he's a Muslim, and he feels like there's too much bigotry these days regarding race, skin color, and other issues that don't make any sense. But that's not all of the story. The whole reason he has the idea for it was because when he opened the restaurant, there's a large homeless population around him. A homeless man walked in and said, "Hey, congratulations on opening a restaurant. I saved up some money to buy you some chicken and some bread because you deserve it."
Man, that is amazing.
The homeless guy did that. And he was just like, "Why are you doing this? We don't need the money. You need to keep it for yourself." He's like, "I don't have a lot, but you're working hard. I just want to support you." He didn't even know him.
Man, that's amazing. Like, the kindness in his heart right then and there. That he doesn't even have anything to give, but he gave what he could. And that's just amazing.
That's why we're doing these news stories, Tim, for stories like this.
Absolutely, man. Wow. It's hard to top something like that, for sure. Man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to my next news story, man. Wow. I'm still like, I think it's awesome whenever people, I'm sorry, man. I've got to keep talking about that for a second. I just think it's awesome whenever somebody doesn't have anything and they still find a way to give back, you know?
Oh, that's the best kind of giving back.
Absolutely. Well, man, my next story is about a runner. I get to finally get a positive news story about running. It's championship season for high schoolers all across the nation. Cross-country championship season. There's a lot of state championships going on right now. And in Utah, Riverton High School senior Sean, I can't say his last name correctly. I believe it's Roush. Basically, he helped his teammate, his name is Blake Lewis, reach the finish line, right? So what happened was Blake had a cyst in his leg, and it burst like the last 100 meters of this race. Yeah, Blake Lewis's leg actually broke. So there's 100 meters left of the race.
His leg broke?
His leg broke. The cyst burst, and it caused his leg to break because he kept pushing on.
Did he know he had a cyst?
Yeah, he knew he had a cyst. It's a state championship, though. There ain't nothing stopping this kid. I promise you that. So this kid broke his leg, and his teammate actually saw him while he was getting ready to finish the last 100 meters. And instead of running past him and finishing hard like most of the runners were doing in the video that I'm going to share to the Facebook page, this kid decided to stop, put his teammate on his back, and he ran the last 100 meters with his teammate on his back. Now, the coolest thing about this video to me, the video in itself is amazing. Everything I just talked about right then and there is amazing. But in cross country, you're not allowed to touch other runners. You know, there's bumping and shoving that goes, of course, but you're really not allowed to touch other runners. Both of those kids were actually disqualified from the championship race because of that. But
what?
It's rules.
hold up. Time out. There should be exceptions to the rules.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I, like, man, throw in my challenge flag here? Like, you hear that football reference, Tim? You like that, didn't you? Didn't know I had that in
you. I had no clue you had that in you.
But come on, man. What is that?
Man, this is my favorite part of the story, though. Check this out. So after they were both disqualified, Blake basically says, you know what? You're a hero to me. You know, he's a hero to me in my eyes, talking about Sean. And Sean was told that, and he said, I'm not a hero. I'm just Blake's brother. And to me, that sentence right then and there, that's what cross country, that's what running's all about. There's a lot of positivity that goes with running and cross country teams, and you become a family because you're doing something that a lot of people hate. Mm-hmm. Like, I pride my kids. My kids pride themselves. They always want to get shirts that say, my sport is your sport's punishment. Because, you know, when you're on a basketball team, if you get in trouble, get on the line. If you're playing football, you get in trouble, get on the line. Baseball, same thing. Cross country, that's our warm up. You know what I mean? So it's to me, you become really tight with those people that are out there running with you guys. And I think that's amazing that he decided to carry him across the finish line. So if you guys want to check it out, it's on our Facebook page if you haven't seen the video already.
Yeah, that's a wonderful positive news story. I can't believe they disqualified him, though.
Yeah, man, it's tough for sure.
There's got to be exceptions to rules. I can't believe he ran with... I'm a wimp. I got any kind of boo-boo, I'm out. Ain't no way I'm doing that. There's no way I'm running with a cyst in my leg. I would, if I was that age, I'd be like, Mom, I can't even go to school.
You wouldn't go to school?
I would tell my mom, like, please, no.
Yeah, I would have had to, like, fake a fever or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have worked, but I would have tried.
I hear that. What else you got for us, JP?
Well, you remember on Monday, I talked about the Chris Long, the defensive end that donated his entire salary to educational charities?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a story about his brother. His name's Kyle. Apparently, he's a guard for the Bears. He really likes video games, right?
Right.
So he has a Twitch channel that streams full-time in the off-season. And every donation on his Twitch channel, which is called, like, he gives to a charity called the Water Boys, which provides clean drinking water to East Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Long family is just, like, amazing, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, you know their father actually played in the NFL as well? His name's Huey Long. He's actually donated a bunch of stuff to charities and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, attitude reflects leadership. And I just think that family's amazing just off of that story alone, man.
Absolutely.
For sure, man. Well, I actually, you talking about education brought me up to a story that I read that I didn't even let you know before the show. But, you know, Kevin Hart's getting ready to run the New York City Marathon in a couple weeks. And he's raising money while doing this to donate to education to send kids to college.
How is he going to raise money, though?
He started a GoFundMe page, and he's actually got a bunch of celebrities to donate. Russell Westbrook donated. I'm trying to think who else donated. I saw two videos today that donated to his cause. I want to say it was Ludacris. It was Ludacris, actually. Cool. I saw it on Ludacris's Instagram and Facebook for Russell Westbrook. They donated to his cause. They basically are like, you know what? We want to jump on board and help send kids to college. So shout out to Kay Hart for running this marathon for these kids. Good luck, man, and we hope you do it. If you guys want to donate, the link's in my bio.
Is he going to train for it?
Yeah, he's been training, man. You know Kevin Hart's a big runner, man. He had like a 5K series with Nike where he went from random states and he did like pop-up 5Ks. So he would show up like Friday and like, hey, tomorrow morning we're going to do a 5K run if you guys want to come out and run. He was getting thousands and thousands of people to come out and run, man. He was just trying to promote fitness and wellness.
I actually had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I've never seen a Kevin Hart movie. I've never seen a Kevin Hart stand-up besides for like small clips. And only Kevin Hart thing I've seen in full is like one time in the celebrity basketball game. That's all I know about him.
Yeah, man. Kevin Hart is real big in the running community. He actually had like his own shoe with Nike and everything. Had an app going on for a little bit. He does a lot of positive things for sure through running. And I thought it was really awesome. I forgot to bring it up, man. But yeah, man, that's basically it for him. Now, my next story, though, that I'm going to talk about, which I think is pretty cool. It's a dog story. So there was this dog, which in New Zealand, did you know, like, dogs roam freely? Like, it's cool. Like, they kick it and stuff. Like, they have their own little social life. I had no idea.
Wait, what?
So, yeah, man. Check this out. So this dog, there's a dog named Louie, right? Every day around 4:30, another dog named Maddie basically walks up to Louie's house. Louie goes and follows her. They go chase rabbits and stuff. They're usually gone for about 30 minutes or so. What happened was is Maddie's owner one day was getting ready to run some errands, and he noticed, hey, Maddie's not back yet. You know, what's going on? So he goes to run the errands. He comes back. Maddie's still not there, but he notices that Louie is up at his house, which is the other dog he noticed because Maddie plays with him all the time. Louie was going, you know, like being frantic, just moving all over the place. He wanted to be followed. So Maddie's owner decided, you know what, let me go ahead and follow him since I have no idea where Maddie is. He ended up following Louie, and he ended up finding Maddie underneath some branches and stuff, stuck, like couldn't get out. So what ended up happening was the owner, you know, took all the branches and all that stuff out, and Maddie got out and got freed. As soon as she got out, she took off running with Louie to this pond right nearby, jumped in the pond, drunk some water. She looked exhausted. And the owner gave Maddie and Louie a handful of dog biscuits, of course, you know. Haven't seen the dog all day. She hasn't eaten all day. And the owner was like, you know what? Louie's probably going to get in trouble by his owner because he hasn't been home all day. So I'm going to write a note on his neck. Like, he left a little note on the collar basically saying, Louie is the hero of the day. He led me to Maddie in distress, stuck under a pile of brush, under a brush pile, which I thought was amazing in itself. So now Louie's basically being hailed as a hero. He was kind of the outskirt of the dogs in his house, and now he's basically getting looked at completely different by his owners. And it's just a nice little positive news story about a dog in New Zealand that I wanted to talk about.
That's crazy on so many levels.
Absolutely, man. I was so confused. I was like, why are dogs walking around like this is just a normal thing to do? Because there's no way I'm going to let Captain roam the streets like that.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of cars around, right?
Yeah,
this is probably a rural part of like New Zealand, probably.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So to recap, the owner came home, couldn't find his dog, saw another dog being frantic, and decided to follow the frantic dog to find his dog, which he pulled out of the bushes, put a note on the other dog to sense it. Instead of telling his owner, he put a note on the dog. And the other owner has multiple dogs, and they are like, oh, that's the run of the group. And now it's like, oh, you did something good. That's the recap, right?
Yeah, basically.
That's what happened? That is what...
Yeah, man. It sounds like something out of a cartoon, but a true story. I got some cool pictures and stuff. If you guys want to check it out on Facebook.
How did you get pictures of this?
Man, I got a picture of the note, a picture of the dog with the note on his neck. If you guys want to check it out, it's off the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook.
I'm not gonna lie. If there wasn't pictures of this, I wouldn't think it happened.
Yo, I wouldn't either. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Okay. I got a short one now.
Word.
So, there's a company named InterG, and it's donating $35,000 to restock libraries at two schools in North Baton Rouge that were flooded in August of 2016. And yeah, they're donating $35,000 for books in two libraries, and there's no dog or no note or no cool story.
Hey, 35 grand for a library is dope in itself, man.
For sure.
How many more stories do you have, JP?
I just have one.
One? I got two more, so I'll go ahead and knock both of them out real quick, all right? My first one, actually, you know what? I'm going to say that one for last because that one's actually, like, probably my favorite one today. I actually have one from a professional rugby player. His name is Paul Curtis. He crashes mountain bike into a tree, and I know it sounds real negative at first. I apologize. He crashed his bike into a tree, and he actually ended up breaking his neck.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's real negative at first, right? So he ended up breaking his neck. He spent 7 months at the University of Wales Hospital after the accident. The crash left the 57-year-old with a broken neck and a damaged spine. He paralyzed half of his right diaphragm and ruined half of his right lung. So he was definitely struggling. Obviously, medics feared his life initially, but, you know, being an athlete and being a competitor, Curtis was determined to fulfill a father of the bride duties by being at his daughter's, Hannah's, side at her wedding. So a year later, Hannah was getting married while her father was recovering. And, of course, this competitor, he made it, man. 1 year later, he was able to get out of the hospital and walk his daughter down the aisle. He wasn't able to walk. He was in a wheelchair, but he ended up, you know, walking her down the aisle. And it meant a lot because she was with her fiance for 11 years and they both wanted him there. You know, obviously they both wanted him there. It meant a lot to both of them. So I just want to talk about that story because, you know, obviously everything that happened to him, he could have just gave up and he didn't, you know, he chose. There was something worth fighting for. And to me, that's as positive as it gets, man. Whenever you have a purpose, whenever you find that purpose.
Absolutely. So he was he still playing rugby at 57?
Yeah, man. Still playing rugby at 57, man.
How?
I wish I knew. I'm 28 and I'm over here like, oh, after a few miles of running, I'm like, yo, I'm done. I need a massage. I need to rest.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Although, let me do my next one before you do your last one, because my next one's really quick.
Oh, okay.
So Saudi Arabia, heir to their crown, has declared war on radical clerics. Basically, he said, we're returning to what we were before, a country of moderate Islam that is open to all religions and to the world. And he made these comments to a female American reporter. Which is kind of a big deal because it's a female and it's American, not Saudi Arabian. So, shout out to Saudi Arabia. Step Absolutely. In the right direction.
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. That is what's up. Well, my last positive news story, man, is freaking amazing. I'm really not a cat guy, but it's about cats. So, there's this kid. His name is Sean Griffin, also known as the Catman. And do you want to know why he's known as the Catman, JP?
I can think of a lot of inappropriate jokes, so you should just continue.
Yes, sir. All right, so this 5-year-old boy, he dresses up as a superhero whenever he goes to visit his aunt. His aunt, her name is Chris Papernick. I hope that's right. I hope I said that right. I'm just going to say Chris. So his aunt Chris and her fiance have been involved with cat rescues and fosters for the past 10 years. So whenever he was 3 years old, he came to visit his aunt. And there's all kind of cats over there. There was one cat specifically named Bug. He basically didn't want anything to do with anybody. Like, he hated other cats. He didn't want anything to do with them. He wouldn't get his shots and stuff. He would freak out. Like, they just didn't know what to do with him.
Sounds like me at 15.
I hear that. So basically this cat, Bug, he came over one day. He was 3 years old for the first time. He was dressed up in a... Actually, no, he wasn't even dressed up yet. he came over, the cat bug goes immediately to this three-year-old kid, rubs his body on his leg, and ever since then, that cat was just kind of, like, cool. Like, just nice and relaxed and chill. Like, the cat changed, absolutely, you know? He got his shots later on, and that was that. So the family obviously hyped this kid up. So he believes he now has superpowers, that he can now, like, take care of cats in a different way. Hey, JP, what is that?
What is what?
Like a clicking?
Oh, my bad. I was moving my leg. My bad.
That sounds about right. So, you're good, man. So basically what happened was, this kid, he thought he had superpowers because his family hyped him up, right? So now every time he goes to visit his aunt, he dresses up as a different superhero because he knows he can take care of these cats in a different way that nobody else can. So there's about four different pictures that I'm going to upload along with this story to Facebook. And the first one, he's wearing a Superman outfit. The second one, he's wearing a Ninja Turtles outfit, Raphael, the red one, if you guys don't know. The third one, he's wearing a Batman outfit. And the last one, he is wearing, I'm sorry, there's another one. He's wearing a Spider-Man outfit. And the last one, he's wearing a Flash outfit while he's feeding a cat. And I thought it was amazing. I needed to share that because somebody else in the world likes Flash besides me.
I think he's more prepared for Halloween than you are, Tim.
Man, he's prepared for like the next 10 years. Like, his costumes are amazing. Like, his Spider-Man costume is like the best, to be honest with you. It's just a mask, but he has a shirt on the back that says "Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man." And he has like some super cool Spider-Man kicks that I've never seen before in my life that I want a pair of.
Okay. I'm not sure they make him in your size, buddy.
True story. But yeah, man, this kid, he basically gets really sad when he can't go. When it's raining or it's too cold, his mom doesn't let him go over there. So he like cries and gets really, really upset because he just truly loves these cats as much as the cats love him.
Why do you think the cats like the kid?
I have no idea, man. I'm just assuming that they can feel the love that he's giving off.
Okay. I guess.
I don't know, man. If you have pets, you understand that sentence right there. If you have pets, for sure. Because I know Captain, he feels the love. Or he feels when I'm sick. And all kind of other stuff.
As someone that doesn't have pets, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm just going to take your word for it, Tim.
We got to get you a fish or something, JP, man.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, you definitely don't need the fish. I'm sorry.
Are you suggesting I'll eat it?
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm suggesting. I'm sorry, man.
That's kind of cold, but I think it's funny.
We gotta keep it positive on the positive.
Oh, that was great. That was great. That sounds like something I say to you, but you know.
I definitely felt like you would have said that to me for sure. I think that's the only reason why I said it.
Oh, I can take it as much as I can dish it. It's okay. And after what I pulled on Sunday, I kind of deserve it.
Oh, man. When things go bad, man. Oh.
But I was cool. I was cool the whole scenario. But that was not the positive truth. It was not uplifting news. So we're not going to talk about it.
We definitely aren't. But yeah, just know that we tried to keep it positive and it turned real negative real fast for those listeners out there that don't know what's going on.
It's okay. We were doing a couple of really good interviews when it happened. The interviews are still going to be great.
Absolutely.
Speaking of interviews, I've been telling everyone about the Fraser interview that's coming. What's his last name again?
I thought it was Legese my whole entire, like, the 15 years I've known this kid, but it's actually Legese.
Okay. This kid is the Flash, literally. He said, I ran a 354 mile. I was like, what?
Yeah, man. He's the second person that graduated from Oklahoma to break 4 minutes in the mile.
Whoa. Anyway, we're interviewing him in a couple of weeks. That episode will come out. He's doing Run OKC, giving back to the community. We got Jasmine Hooks doing the Gear Up. We got Original Flow. And we got all kinds of other positivity coming. You can check out those episodes every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and YouTube. Every Friday episode. It's a video episode as well on our YouTube and on our Facebook page. And JoJo is doing amazing things, adding videos into the, like...
He's adding videos into videos, man. This dude is amazing.
I feel super legit with these videos coming out now. Also, he's making fun of us while we're talking. Did you see that on the iWord?
Yeah, man. He told us he was going to do that. I knew it was going to happen, man.
He was like, JP, take a breath. I was like, yo, that is so funny, man.
Oh, man. It's, if you guys haven't seen our visual episodes, definitely check them out. They're definitely becoming more entertaining. JoJo's getting better and better each week, just like us. So if you guys want to, you know, be a part of the growth, check us out there on Facebook or on YouTube or wherever else you want to check us out.
Tell a friend. Tell them to like, share, and subscribe. All that good stuff. We're also on iTunes at the Positive, I mean, Instagram at the Positive Truth, Twitter at TPT_podcast, Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, and I think that's everything. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. Edith Wharton.
I don't even get that. Say that one more time.
There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it.
Okay, so I got you now.
I was about to explain. I was like, well, all right, I got you.
I got it now. Sorry, I'm a lot of math going on in my brain.
Oh, you're good, man. I know you're like doing homework all the time. That's like a second job for you now, man.
So that's it. But anyway, we're done. Longest episode ever. We're done now.
Word.
We out.
Stay positive, guys.